It's the Fan Early Morning Show for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, sponsor of the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is, it's an interesting morning. I mean, it's raining, and it's in the, it's going to be a high of 60-something today. Tomorrow is going to be a high of 39 from what I'm hearing. We'll give fan weather more formally coming up next segment. You know how I usually do it. But, yeah, I just thought I'd mention that because I'm walking out in the rain. I'm like, eh. I don't like when it rains this early in the morning when I'm trying to wake up and, you know, feel positive about my day, and then it's raining, and I'm like, ah. Well, this doesn't help. Also, it doesn't help that Pitt men's basketball lost to Clemson yesterday by 7. Crowley and Doran were talking about the wizardry that betting is. And you remember back in September when we were doing the Thursday Night Football bets, the odds and ends with Doran, they were teaching me how to bet because I didn't know. I never really did betting. I never really wanted to gamble because I know I have an addictive personality and my money is important to me. You know, I don't want to give it away senselessly. You know, I always want to gamble responsibly or do anything responsibly. But they taught me how stuff worked. And the line apparently moved, the spread apparently moved from 6.5 or from 7.5 to 6.5. And Clemson ended up winning by 7, which I think is just interesting. And they thought was interesting. So I thought to bring that up just for you bettors out there. It was, it could have helped you or hurt you that the line moved depending on when you bet. But 7. They changed from 7.5 to 6.5, and then Clemson won by 7. So, interesting. Definitely something to note there for the betting side of it. But what does this do for Pitt now? What's going on? What's going to happen? Pitt has 3 games left in the regular season. They've got Boston College, Florida State, and NC State coming up. Their last away game of the regular season is going to be against Boston College this Saturday, and then their final 2 games will be of this regular season will be next week, and they're both at home, Florida State and NC State. Their last 2 games, or last 2 home games as well, of the season. So, really, it's they could win out and be in a better position. I mean, they were up around, what, the 5th or 4th? I think about a week ago when they were, you know, surging back. They were on a 5-game winning streak. They were really doing well. And this Clemson loss just kind of puts a halt to a lot of their hopes to make the tournament this season. Their loss to Wake Forest, too, didn't help. I mean, they bounced back, though. That Wake Forest game was tough, and Wake Forest does well at home. So that's just, you know, that's tough. But where Pitt sits now, 9-8 in conference. They're listed in the standings as 7th. They've got an 18-10 overall record. A conference record is most important, though, in terms of where they're going to be seated. But that's that's where they are right now, listed 7th. So, what happens? What are they going to make the tournament? I'll give my opinions as well, but you're always welcome to call in. I want to remind you, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. You can call in and talk to me at any point in time this morning, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X if you mention me in a post and you have a question or a comment. At @Callis_33 is my handle. That's @Callis_33. You can talk a little bit about the Penguins as well. They won, so that's exciting. Also, the Pirates playing in spring training. We'll talk about that a little bit as well as time allows. But I want to focus just a little bit here on Pitt men's basketball. So I feel like they're now Paul Zeiss and Joe Starkey, they had the Joe Starkey show yesterday, and they were kind of getting passionate, and Paul was getting passionate talking about, you know, you don't know college basketball if Pitt doesn't make it because, you know, Pitt is legitimate. And, you know, I was feeling the rah-rah of that, and I was like, yeah, you're right. You know, and they've had such a turnaround, and, I mean, really, I believe that they could win out. And, that was just a tough game. There were just several missed shots that really hurt them. And, I mean, 7 points, you know, it was a close throughout the game. It's not, you know, seven isn't that close, but it's, I mean, it was a game that they definitely could have won, which just makes it that much more upsetting. Like, they had points, they had opportunities where they could have, like, stayed in and won, and they didn't. So, you know, that kind of hurts. And if they would have won, they would have been where Clemson is right now, because Clemson's 10-7 in the ACC now. So, I mean, Pitt's 9-8. So if they would have won, Pitt would have been 10-7. Clemson would have been 9-8. Pitt would have been somewhere between fourth or fifth, tied with Wake Forest. So that's just, you know, that's extra upsetting. You know, one of those winnable games that could have put them in better standings going into the final three games of the season. But, I don't know, just it's seeming like their losses earlier in conference play are going to haunt them this season. This is one of those situations now where they've got to win out. They've got to win these last three games. Has to happen. And then in the ACC tournament, you know, wherever they qualify, their opponent's going to matter depending on, you know, how many games they're able to win and what position they're able to be in come the ACC tournament. And really, they got to win the ACC tournament to make the big dance, the big tournament. That's my opinion on the matter. They're not seemingly good enough. Like, now, we know, like, we watch the team and seeing their streak of winning, you know, we as Pitt fans believe that, you know, they're good enough and they've proven that they're good enough and they've got an interesting team. They've got an interesting build. And they have the capability to do great things. The only problem is that, you know, looking around, trying to figure out which teams are the most profitable to play through the tournament, Pitt just doesn't seem that way unless they do something that is, like, tangible at this point. Like, last season, their win total and their finish in the ACC and the fact that they made it through one game in the ACC tournament, that was kind of enough to justify them playing in the big tournament. Now it's like, okay, well, you lost, you know, all these games at the beginning of January, then you kind of turned it around at the end of the month, had a couple pretty significant winning streaks, but then toward the end lost some winnable games, or maybe one in particular with Clemson. I don't know how winnable Wake Forest was, just in hindsight now and understanding how well they do at home. But they beat Wake Forest at home earlier in the season, so that was interesting. There's a lot of interesting dynamics, but they lost some winnable games that may justify to those in charge or the algorithm, you know, because that's how a lot of college things are decided nowadays, the quote-unquote unbiased nature of computers. But that's a different subject. But it doesn't seem like they'd be favorable to whatever decision maker is out there, based on just the games that they've lost, how they struggled. You know, I mean, the comeback that they've had this season is great, but there's still the factor of how they did, you know, to start January, to start conference play, that like is going to be obviously considered. Like, so let's say they went out, even assuming that they would be at 12 wins, because they got three games left in the regular season, so they'd have 12 conference wins compared to, I mean, UNC's at 14 right now, Duke's at 12, so, I mean, there's six other teams that have more wins than them right now and could have a great likelihood of finishing ahead of Pitt. And then on top of that, you know, the wins aren't there, and if there's, so there's not any tangible evidence for them in the win column in conference, and then, you know, not winning the ACC tournament would pretty much be like, okay, well, they don't have the wins to back it up in conference. They don't have the championship. And so, to me, like, I don't want it to be that way, but that's just kind of like the harsh reality that I'm trying to, like, settle in on, that it seems like if they don't win the ACC tournament, they won't have anything that's, like, tangible that the algorithm or the other decision makers will use to send them into the big tournament, which I mean, it hurts, because last season was so exciting, and, you know, it's been really cool. I mean, we had Pitt football the season prior win the ACC championship and playing a bowl game that was semi-meaningful. Not really, but, you know, they were one of those primetime games later in the season. And then the following year, you had Pitt men's basketball in their program make the tournament. So, like, Pitt athletics, these last couple seasons, the big teams, and the ones that we broadcast here on The Fan, I mean, they have given us something to cheer about, which is awesome, you know, and that's really cool, because, you know, for the last few seasons before, it just seemed like they were perpetually struggling, and then, you know, now there's some excitement to have, and it's great that we can have these conversations, even that Pitt, a team, I mean, the basketball team in particular, a team that really struggled early on, could even be considered. There are hypotheticals that exist that could, like, have them make you feel like they could qualify for the tournament, for the big tournament. So, I mean, there's excitement in that as well. I mean, just to have the comeback. And, you know, Jeff Capel's done a great job with the program to the point where, okay, great season last season, brought in a lot of good players. And then even this season, a lot of good players brought in. Bub Carrington in particular, a guy, a freshman in there now, who had, you know, who lit it up to start. You know, Blake Hinson, when he's been shooting well, has been a catalyst for this team. Seems like a lot of times, though, if he's not on and they're not scheming around other teams anticipating that he's going to be the main scorer, like, that's when they struggle. Syracuse seemed to batten him down well, and he missed a lot of shots that I think hurt them in the long run of that game. But, I mean, Cable's still done a good job of, like, getting these players in there and, like, finding ways to, like, give them chances to win. And even with a poor start to the season, they've come back, and the fact that they're in the conversation is something to be admired about him and about the players and about their drive and about their, you know, their passion to win and to still play and to believe that they can turn it around. And they did. I mean, they absolutely did. Now it's just whether it's going to be enough down the stretch where they're one win here, one loss here, like two wins here, one loss there. Like, it just might not be enough, which is sad for me. You know, because Pitt guy, you know, and I'm sure if you're listening here, you've got some ties to Pitt, because we're, you know, the flagship station. So, if you're listening to The Fan, you've probably heard Pitt, or you like Pitt athletics. And it's just one of those things. It's sad. Like, you want them to make the big tournament. It might not meet enough down the stretch. Now, I mean, if they pull it together and win the ACC tournament, I mean, easier said than done. But if they do, I mean, they got a legit chance to have a comeback, to play in the ACC tournament and end up winning it. Like, yeah, I mean, that'll give them some leverage going into the decision-making for the big tournament. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the – they're in too big of a hole now to where, like, that seems like that's what's going to need to happen. Like, they have to win the whole thing in the ACC to be a team recognized and represented in the big tournament. So also why I'm a little bit down. I mean, I came in when it was raining outside, and, you know, it was tough to go through that. And then, you know, just understanding from the night before that Pitt lost, not a great start. So that's why I'm kind of like, eh. And I'm also kind of eh because on the other hand, the Pirates won a game that doesn't really mean much in terms of how they're going to do this season. Right, they're getting their reps in spring training, but that was exciting. We're seeing O'Neal Cruz bat lead off. Henry Davis got a run batted in, I saw, so that's all exciting. And then the Pittsburgh Penguins, a way more important game in terms of where they are in their regular season schedule. They beat the Canucks yesterday in overtime, which kind of might have given you a tiny heart attack, because they've been doing that lately. They've been pushing games late with tie scores, and then they've seemed to botch or give up the lead and lose in these situations. But they won an overtime game yesterday, so we can talk about that. Talk about the Pirates. If you want to call in and talk about anything Pittsburgh sports or any Big topics. I'm not sure about too many other national topics that have interest to Pittsburgh fans. But if you do, you're welcome to call in and ask for my opinion, have a conversation with me, and get some of my perspective. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Let's have a conversation this morning, right? Like, if you listen now, you know that I'm trying to ease you into Crowley and Doran because they bring the ruckus. And I'm just here to say, you know, let's get in there nice and easy. Let's have nice conversations. Let's start our day well, and that's what I want to do for you. So call me. You want to talk about the Penguins, Pirates, Pittman's basketball. If you have an opinion, it seems that we talk about the quarterbacks that the Steelers could bring in, even if you want to talk about that. I know it's a hot and cold topic, but if you're hot on it, give me a call. Talk about it, 412-928-9370. And you can talk to me, reach me directly through X if you mention me in a post. You know, just tag me, right? And then ask your question, make your comment. And if I find it stimulating, I'll respond. Usually I respond to those in written form, but, you know, sometimes I read them on the air as well. So you're welcome to do that. Talk to me in any way.